Three, two, one. We're recording.
Today is Tuesday, May 12th, 2020.
It's Pantscast!
All right, welcome everybody to another edition of the Pantscast. We are getting close here to the end of the GWIMP season, but let's not talk about that yet.
No.
First, I want to introduce my lovely co-host, Ben Gray. Benny G, how are you doing, big guy?
I'm doing great, thank you, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm doing swell, and I'm also here with Andy McCombie. Andy, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Bri.
Are you sure?
Well, I've got a lot to talk about this episode. It's a tough week.
I've never heard anyone say they feel good in a way that makes me think this guy doesn't feel good.
I need to set it up. I mean, I was talking on overall. I think if you ask me as a whole, how am I doing? Good. You ask me about how's GWIMP, I'd say there's been some difficult times.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get into that here in just a little bit. For today's schedule of the Pantscast, first, we'll talk about last week's game and last week's winner, and then we'll get into our familiar segments of Pants News with Ben, GWIMPtionary with Andy, Stat That with me, and then we'll have an interview with last week's winner, and then we're going to talk about the last week of GWIMP. So let's get into week 7 of Guess What's in My Pants.
I can't believe we're week 7 already.
Week 7, it's going by fast. I hope it's making this social distancing period go fast for you too. Give you a little company. But in last week's game, week 7, I put a basket in my pants. And this basket, I don't know if everyone could kind of tell by the photo, but it was a little more flexible, had a little more give to it. So it wasn't, you know, a straight like straw basket that would hold its shape consistently when being compressed upon the pants. So I thought it was...
Was that on the label when you bought it, when you got it? This basket will not hold its shape when compressed by pants.
You know what, Elsa bought it, so I'll have to ask her. But yeah, got to keep it secondhand, right?
Yep.
And the prize wasn't won until day 2, so our first day 2 winner of the season, which was, I think, a good
SDW.
Compromise of where... Yeah, that's what we needed. I think we needed a second day win. They're much more rare. So I enjoyed it. And our winner was Mandy Stevens. As a first time win for Mandy. Yeah.
First time season for Mandy as well,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, first season. Another newbie. That's our second newbie that's won this this year. So that's fantastic.
And it's great to add to my my GWIMP family stats. That's great.
That's right. So yes, your lady, your partner, your roomie. Is she allowed to put her basket with your beach towel, Ben? Or are you having separate trophy cases?
Maybe after we've got married, we can find them.
Okay. So currently, just in case, let's keep things, keep our individual accomplishments proudly on their side.
Yes. After the wedding day, we'll get a joint trophy cabinet.
You just glue the trophy cabinets, your individual ones together, and then break down the wall in between.
Exactly right.
All right.
Has there ever been a better euphemism for marriage?
I don't know if I can think of any.
Exactly.
Guys, but talk to me about your experience with the items this week.
Well, Bri, my first day guess was... a replica of Mile High Stadium. I then had follow-up fears that it's Invesco Field now, and
there's been a lot of changes. Yeah. Then it became Sports Authority Field, and then Sports Authority went bankrupt. But then they couldn't get a new name sponsor for at least a good year, a full Broncos season. It didn't have a name.
Okay.
And now it's some other company. Everyone just always refers to it as Mile High Stadium.
So I would have got it for Mile High Stadium. And then I thought, you know, if we're back into classic, like, Phipps putting things in his pants, it's not just going to be a replica of Mile High Stadium. It's going to be a replica of Mile High Stadium that's also a coin box. And I should have been more specific.
Oh, I see.
Well, you know what? He has a broad mind with that kind of thing. He doesn't necessarily make you kind of pin it right down, Ben.
That's true.
That's exactly right, because Mandy's exact guess on the winning day was a chicken egg basket. And I think those were just more... I think a lot more chicken egg baskets when Googling, you'll find more wiry type baskets. But I was looking for was basket.
And the word basket.
That begs the question as to whether Mandy will actually accept the prize then, because she'll come on and say...
I think there's questions to be asked, but not that one.
Prize refusal.
Yeah.
Well, just on her own part. If she's coming on and then she goes, well, you know, this is a bit awkward because that isn't what I was guessing.
For the record, she is very happy to accept the prize.
I thought we were having no pre-interviews.
Oh, sorry. Tune in later to hear the rest of that interview.
Yeah, Ben, you are...
that interview's staying off the air.
Ben, you are bringing up a good point, and I know at least everyone who listened to this episode can kind of get an idea. I mean, I try to be flexible with this. The game's pretty hard, so I think when some people try and get specific on things, or if you see something that's on there and then you try and be more specific, I'm probably going to give it to the person that just guessed it, just guessed first.
Okay.
Even if you get more specific,
But you've always...
There's a benefit to lag, then.
Yes, yes. Here's a good example. So if the first person guessed a ball, and it was a basketball in my pants, and then someone guessed a soccer ball after that, and then someone guessed a basketball third or something like that, I'm going to give it to the person who guessed ball first, because it is a ball. It works. So if you guessed soccer ball first, then I think you're trying to be too specific, and I'd have to question things. Luckily, in 11 seasons, this hasn't fully ever come up. Which goes to how hard this is.
There's a market here, I think, because when you're doing the draft, you know, for your NFL, you have lots of people put out kind of cheat sheets, like where you can kind of show you the best picks, etc. I mean, someone out there could get the Gwimper list and could start updating people, you know, for a small fee, telling them what categories are ruled out.
For someone who's very keen to make sure that no one suspects them of foul play for guotting, you've now just suggested running some sort of I don't know what.
Yeah, but this is a business problem. This isn't guoxying. Guoxying is sort of, you know, delivering a guess. This is I don't know what you call this.
This is Moneyball or whatever it's called.
Yes, Moneyball. We call it Gwimpball.
Yeah, you're looking to make it your most efficient guess with the ideas that you have.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like on Gwimp Live, a lot of people guessed a box filled with something in it, and it was gonna be like it was like a box of Legos, and there was a lot of box with something in it, and I would have given it to someone who just first said box.
People like to paint a picture, though. That's what I think.
Right, exactly.
Because actually, if you look at the guesses over time, people love to be very specific. I mean, they love to give you a visual, and they love to say if it's the limited edition 98.6 version of it, and all that kind of stuff. And I'm not sure why that is, because I think they know that they would win the item with the straightforward baseball or whatever they wanted to guess. But they go over and above, and they provide that kind of info.
So to sum up,
that's a good point.
If it had been a Mile High Stadium coin box, would I have won it with a guess at Mile High Stadium?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Or a coin box.
Exactly right. And equally, I'd have won it if it was an Invesco Field coin box for saying Mile High Stadium, which, you know, that's how broad my guess was. It basically covered all bases except baskets, unfortunately.
When you talk about specific guesses, Rob Gray on the week of the pineapple, he wrote, here, let me pull it up. He wrote, his guess was a large jar of peanut butter with a large wooden spoon sticking out of the top.
That sounds legit. He's not backed himself into a corner there at all.
But he has the picture painted in his head that Andy was speaking about. He's like, this is what I see. I haven't done anything, I think, that complicated before in my pants, but now I know if people are looking for more abstract possibilities, perhaps that's a new venture to go in as far as putting items in my pants.
Yeah, I mean, people are happy to guess whatever. And I think the more abstract, the more clue days.
That's right.
There is a definite correlation there.
All right, well, speaking of services, and Andy, I don't know if you want to get in this to it now. Seems like we've been getting the Guaxi update here in our last week's recaps. There was no Guaxing this past week. Andy, you want to give us an update on that?
Yeah, I think I didn't do too good with the Guaxing. Part of the reason why I don't think Hannah submitted the Guaxi, because I didn't send her the photo. So Hannah, I'm sorry for that.
And Liam?
I thought about Liam. He just didn't reply. So I've considered him discontinuing the services until I'm otherwise required. But Hannah, I considered whether I just sort of shared the photo after, and just sort of pretended a little bit like it hadn't been won, and then hope that she didn't guess basket, and then be like, it's gone to someone else, to Mandy. But I haven't done that. But the other part of that was that I guessed myself, and that was a very weighted guess. Probably one of the heaviest weights to guesses I've had in GWIMP, really, because I've just thought, well, if I win it, I probably just have to give it to Hannah.
Wow. So your lack of Guaxing would have driven you just to pass that over?
I think it's just, you know, in the back of your mind, you didn't fulfill your service. What happens if she wanted to guess precisely what I'm putting down now? Because I usually filled it first, and if she gets, usually goes in before me, I think. So I kind of get the guess back before I guess often. So if she'd guessed basket or and I wanted to go for basket, then that would have precluded my guess.
Well, very honourable.
Well, as we say, there's no money involved in Guaxing. It's impartial, non-biased. If you want money, then you go into Gwimpable.
That's where the big bucks are.
People will pay you so much for that analysis of the Gwimper list. I mean, stats means money.
And so this is your retirement plan?
Well, no, because I fear that, although we're not allowed to talk about it, I feel that Gwimp will go back into retirement, but we don't know.
And as Andy has always said,
here at the Pantscast, we get stats like that.
And don't rest on your laurels.
No. That's right. Okay, well, I have a feeling Andy's got more to share about all of this, and I have a feeling it's probably coming in the Gwimptionary section.
Yeah, usually my lived experience feeds into terminology.
It's a combination of therapy and podcasting for you to cleanse your soul for your missed boxes. Glad we can be of service.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Well, we'll get more into that. And before we get into our usual segments here, we'll hear a few words from our sponsors. But I don't know if we're gonna get any more new sponsors this season on the Pantscast with just a couple episodes to go. But I'm so grateful for the 5 sponsors we've got. Thank you so much to all of them. In fact, let's hear from one of them now. Could you drop it for us, Ben?
Dropping it now.
Nobody beats Corey's meats. That's a fact. Nobody beats Corey's meats. How about that? It's finger licking good, even though you should not touch your face. Corey beats all the other meats all over the place.
Here at Corey's Meats, we have brisket, we have pulled pork, we have ribs, we have chicken, we even have fish. If you're a vegetarian, we can smoke veggies. If you're a vegan, fuck you.
Corey beats all the other meats all over the place.
I think
well, and that, You did, but that's okay, because I did hear the bee-doo, which yeah. also makes me think of our sensor sponsor, C-Dub Soundscapes, for that bleeping in the Corey's Meets jingle. All right. And now let's get into some Pants News with Ben. Ben, why don't you drop it for us?
Dropping it now, Brian.
This is Pants News.
This is Pants News. Once again, welcome everybody. Come on in, take a seat. Make yourselves Thank comfortable. You. Ryan, shoes off.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Andy, make yourself a drink. Why not have a coffee?
I probably better stay closer to the mic.
That's her point. So this week, it's actually a newscaster who has made the news. I know exactly what that's like when you bring the news, but you also become the news. It's a tough time. We're going down to Australia for this story, Brian.
Okay.
And Andy, you probably remember Channel 10 from your time of living in Australia.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Charlotte Goodlett is a reporter on Channel 10, and she suffered a wardrobe malfunction. Now, I know we're all probably thinking Janet Jackson. It wasn't that bad. It was obviously... I think if you have listened to the Pants News before, you can probably tell what type of clothing is going to malfunction here. It was her pants.
Oh, yep, of course.
Yep. They were just about...
That's what makes it relevant to the show.
Exactly, yeah. That is why we didn't cover Janet Jackson. They were just about to go live to her, and her trousers, her pants ripped. I mean, as a reporter, it's not the end of the world. They didn't. There was on the back of her trousers. Yeah. I don't think her trousers were even in shot. I don't really know how much of a news story this is, Brian. But there was a
was
lot
Justin
of...
Timberlake there for this one too?
Justin was not.
Okay. No.
I think he's locked down in America.
Okay. Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds was there, and as was a friend of the show.
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland.
Oh, they work together.
they go everywhere together. But yeah, no, it was a small news article that came along with quite a few bad puns about threads and yarns, breaking yarns, and like playing on the yarn story word, and it was a tough read.
Oh, okay.
Not gonna lie.
Well, I'm glad that Charlotte fought through it and still reported the news. Professional.
Yes.
And also, you would do the same, Ben, if your pants split right now. You would keep going?
Brian,
yes.
I don't wear pants for this. That's too much of a risk. What if they split?
That's a great point.
I'm sat here in my kilt. If you'd like to sponsor my kilt, email us at pantscast@gmail.com.
All right.
Yeah, that's about it for story one, bro.
Okay. Well, good job. Well, before we get to story two, you want to drop another jingle from one of our sponsors?
Dropping it now.
Pandemic got you down, bored, hungry. We have a solution for you.
What waddles around pecking bugs off the ground? Chickens. Cute little beasts who will lay you a feast. Chickens. They'll eat all your scraps, entertain your cat, but don't give them a kiss, don't need more virus. Beautiful, fluffy, filthy little chickens.
Come on down to Racky's Chicken Farm for some live chicken entertainment and farm fresh eggs. And by come on down, we mean stay on the other side of the fence, keep your distance, and wash your hands.
We accept PayPal, Venmo, and toilet paper.
Always wash your hands. Great message.
Definitely.
Brian.
They're unfaltering with it as well.
They are. They are solid. They stick to... They've got one point to make, and they keep it coming. Actually, they've got a few points. They want you to come down and visit. Anyway, that's by the by. Story two, Andy. This one is... what's the word? This involves an internet favorite who I've liked for a long time. He's a former sportsman himself. And Brian, if it's okay with you, I'd like to drop a clip.
Oh, do so.
Okay, so this is a bit of backstory for who this guy is.
And we're off to Fratton Park, where there's been a red card. But for who, Chris Kamara?
I don't know, Jeff, has it? I must have missed that. Red card.
Chris, have you not been watching? I haven't. I don't know where that's come from, Chris. I have no idea.
So, backstory of this is, he's usually now a live matchday reporter. We've got some slightly strange laws in the UK about reporting football. So our main TV coverage on a Saturday of soccer games is going to reporters who face, they look at the game and the camera looks at them looking into the stadium. So you can't see any of the match. And the guy in the studio throws to the reporters and asks them how the game's going on. And he dropped the pants on that one, I think. We can
definitely.
He did not know what was going on. Anyway, he's been in the news this week. He was on Good Morning Britain, which, as you might imagine, is a UK TV breakfast show.
Good Morning Britain.
That's basically it. They were talking to a 73-year-old called Ranjit Singh, who is also known as the Skipping Sikh, because he's encouraging people to do exercise, get active, and use that as a way to raise money. And then at the end, the presenters asked him, Chris Kamara, if he would like to have a go. And Brian, I have another clip, if I may.
Ooh, let's hear it.
Let's get Cammy involved as well. Cammy, you've been watching and you've been seeing just how brilliant he is. We can't have you there without doing some sort of exercise. Can you do a handstand up the wall or something? Don't let me down.
You are such a mean
Come on.
Friend.
I haven't got any trousers on.
Prove it.
So he was sat having an interview via Skype and they called him out. He was sat there without any trousers on. I mean, if that's not pants news, then close the segment.
Well, he just admitted it like you did, right? You just said you're not wearing any pants. He didn't want to take that risk of him splitting
Maybe this
on
is
air.
The idea from.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I call it doing a Chris Kamara or he calls it doing the pants news. But it does mean we've got two new sound clips for our sound bank. We've got...
I don't know, Jeff, has it?
I haven't got any trousers on.
Both of which I like.
Yes, I like. Good job, Ben. Well done.
And that concludes today's pants news. Not Grimptionary. That's next. We're on fire today.
All right. Well, drop us out, Ben.
Dropping it now.
That was pants news. Moving on from the comfortability of where we listen to our pants news, let's move and grab your Gwimptionary, move to a new location if you need to, or just stay comfy like you are, and let's drop into some Gwimptionary with Andy. Ben, drop us in.
Dropping it now.
Introducing the Rob Gray is Great Gwimptionary section, sponsored by Rob Gray, because Rob Gray is great.
Well, yeah, he really is, and that, just like Rocky's Chicken Farm, that is a jingle that just stays true to its word. This week, Gwimptionary. Well, I did have a term, but we kind of covered it early on. I think you guys suspect that where I live through experience, there is often a term. So that was Drop the Guac, and we discussed that. We know I dropped the guac this week, and
Page
I don't feel
D,
good
huh?
about it. So, Hannah, if you're listening, I'm coming back with that final photo because I think next week's week 8, is it not, Bri?
It is. It's going to be the last week.
So if there's a time to guoxy, it's now. the other term, which...
I mean, you were pretty inconsolable at the start of this episode and you've still got next week to redeem yourself.
I don't want to drop the guoxy in the last week.
Well, exactly. I can't imagine how that would be. It would be heartbreaking.
It would. I mean, more heartbreaking than now. I mean, at least I've got a chance to say, Hannah, if you're listening, get ready for the photo. We're gonna guoxy this one last time. We're gonna be quick, and I think you're gonna get the win.
All right. That's a message of hope for the guoxies.
Yeah. A second term, which has just got me thinking, you know, when we were chatting about this and we were talking about how people extend out their guesses and like sort of almost needlessly to an extent. And I was like, What is that? It's not sort of specificity because of they think it would be central to win the prize. It's because it's in the art of the Gwimp. So it's Gwimpristry, as opposed to artistry. So you want to get a page G to get that win. I had a page D for the drop the Groxy, which goes right next to drop the pants. But this is the something that I just is a beautiful aspect of the game is Gwimpristry. And I think this is something that's even truer maybe for the people who are long time guessers, like people who come in first off, maybe they keep them short, but if you've been in a game a few years, you know, then why not, you know, really reach out, use the room. This isn't Twitter, or there's no character limit.
So embellish, add to it, enhance.
Yes, exactly.
The downside.
Are you saying you want someone to? Andy, are you saying you want someone to write a nice, like, short story as their guest for this last week?
I think, go all in, guys. Write a beautiful paragraph to Brian. The one that makes him read for about half an hour before he realizes what you're guessing.
The slight risk with this is, as we were just discussing, sometimes a broader guess is a safer guess. Are you suggesting that the paragraph is a paragraph of description for the item, or just a paragraph to set the scene for the item?
I think you set the scene. I think usually people, that's what they do. They say a basket that was first used in World War II to carry eggs from the Falkland Islands to somewhere else.
Oh, you know? Right, so,
something that carries a lot of history to it. You know, the backstory.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I like it, Andy.
Yeah, I that's like Gwimpristry.
We're putting the shout out there for all Gwimpists.
Yes, Gwimpists. Yes. I think everyone's a Gwimpist. What are they? Everyone's a Gwimper, but is everyone a Gwimpist? Some people are a little bit more, you know, just about get it in, about stats, keeping the words down, because that actually impacts on guessability and speed. So if they see basket, they say basket. There's not much Gwimpristry in that. That's more
Gwimpristry
utilitarian.
And lagging don't really sit well together, do they?
No, you could say that, you know, it's just a sketch where you have time to compose the whole picture and actually colour it in.
I see. It's a good point. If they sometimes people guess with a image, would you say that's Gwimpistry, Andy?
I just think that's copyright infringement.
There's the legal.
No, I do think it is. I think it is Gwimpistry. But it's wanting to paint a very specific picture in your mind. So it's less about Gwimpistry, I think, still, because it's just sort of, it's a bit more like, here's one I made earlier.
I'm a big fan of the picture.
Yeah, but I'm not. I don't. This doesn't
but
carry any moral judgment. I think that this game has room for all types of guesses.
Okay.
Because we have the laggers, we have the quick guesses, we have
what was the title for the quick guesses again?
I think we might need one for next week.
I thought you made one.
Well, what's the opposite to Gwimpistry is what we're sort of really discussing. People who are much more kind of utilitarian and quick and keep it concise. They're not going to beat around the bush because they're in it for the win.
Mm.
And that's a valid way of guessing too. There's something for everyone. There isn't actually something for everyone, just so Brian doesn't have to send out a prize to every single person. But I say that we all get an emotional warmth of the game in different forms.
There could be something for anyone, but there is not something for everyone.
That's beautiful, Ben.
Yeah,
that's
well
the message of hope right there. We didn't ask Mandy for the message of hope. Call her back.
But maybe not now.
You might not get the message of hope.
All right. Okay, well, thank you, Andy. I think this is perfect. Well wrapped up, Ben, here. All right. Maybe everyone can use those here for the last week of Gwimp. You practice your Gwimpistry if you'd like to paint your picture or set the scene for everyone or max your lag. Ben, why don't you drop
Max
us out of some Gwimptionary?
Dropping it now, Bri.
Concluding the Rob Gray's Great Gwimptionary section, sponsored by Rob Gray, the because Rob Gray is great.
He is, isn't he, everybody?
Oh, so good.
And you know what? You know who's another good sponsor?
Who's that?
Rocky Mountain Pants Maps.
They're one of our favorites.
Yeah, do you think you could drop that for us, Mr. Ben?
Dropping it now.
What goes together like birds of feather? It's maps and pants. It makes you dance. Rocky Mountain Pants Maps.
Proud supporter of getting pants drunk.
Done, Andy, on the ding there. That was good.
I was going to say, I didn't recognize that ding from before.
If that man can circular breathe, I think I can handle the ding.
Okay.
Well, Ben, we're doing the good kind of drops here. And now could you drop it again for us into some stat that this time?
Dropping it now, Bri.
A little bit of numbers, a little bit of chat. Hey, folks, now it's time for stat that. A little bit of numbers, a little bit of chat. Hey, folks, now it's time for stat that.
Get it.
Okay, we are in the stat that. Let's get it. I'm gonna get into a stat that about the total number of individual players we've had in a season. But just to give a quick stat on the number of guesses in a season, since we're heading into the last week, we're currently at 496 total guesses for the season. We just need 28 more to beat our season 9 high.
Wow.
Now it helps that we've had 2 extra games, but if we do pass it on day 1 of week 8 here, we'll have done it in 7 less days. So
that's great.
Quite a feat we've got here. But so wanted to talk about the number of individual different players we've had play this season. And I thought it'd just help to quickly go over kind of, this will, I think, show how the game has grown since season 1. So season 1, we had 34 different people play, which I didn't think it was going to be that high when I looked back at the records, but 34 seems actually quite a lot for season 1. Season 2, we had 53. Season 3, we had 40, but season 3 was just a 5-week season.
Because of the Grimper's strike.
I can't for the life of me remember why I was shortened, but maybe there was a Grimper's strike. You know, I wasn't letting the Grimpus do paint their full pictures and only submitting one-word guesses or something like that. I don't know.
Because I'm sure that lines up with when there was only short series, because there was a short series of Lost because of the writer's strike, right?
Yeah, maybe it was then, yeah. The timing could work out then, that makes sense.
Maybe that's a bit of a historical research that we can do in the 44.
Yeah. Season 4, we had 53 guessers again. Season 5, 56. Season 6, 56. And season 7, we grew by 10 more guessers, so 65. And then season 8 was 66. And season 9, we had 74. So season 9, we had peak again, and season 10 we had 70 different guessers. Now this season 11, we've had 82 different guessers.
You are kidding me.
I am not kidding you. We've broken that record. Yeah. So one thought here, Andy, if you can Guaxi 18 new people this upcoming week, you know, max Guaxing, that would be great. Then we can hit 100.
So wow. If everybody,
they have to be all new guessers.
If everybody listening to this pants cast can get 2 new guessers, then we might
introduce
hit it.
A family
then
member.
We could hit it.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done, Brian.
And steadily rising.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is we haven't cracked the 50 guesses in a day barrier. We came close on a couple times this season. On day 1 of this past week, we had 42 different guessers. So it seems like that's kind of been our average per day is around 40, which is great. But maybe this last week here, everyone, we get these 18 new Gwimpers and Gwimpists and get them all to guess on this first day. Maybe we'll break the 50 mark. So I think that's a good setup here for our last week. Any questions here? Elaboration you guys need?
I just want to reach out to some of those, you know, core Gwimpers, the Rob Greys, the Courtney Wilsons. Just go out there and engage the community at large. Well, don't go outside. Stay home. But also go out there.
Don't do it at large.
Yeah.
Minimize your contacts.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what I want to say. Oh, and also, is Liz Barlow guessing this season?
Yeah, she's good. Been guessing quite a bit.
Just checking.
Yeah, she, hashtag her game name is Liz Dickinson. Yeah, hashtag her game name is Liz Dickinson.
Yeah.
She's guessed nine times this season.
Well, wow, that's more than me.
And that's plus your guaxing.
Andy, you're at 8 guesses this season.
That's not bad, but I think I like a perfect record.
Yeah, Benny G, you're at 13 guesses this season.
I think that is a perfect record.
Well,
14. Not necessarily. I think 14's
what?
Sometimes the max. Well, sometimes the prize goes before you get to guess.
Oh yeah, I didn't guess on the clue.
Yeah.
I was still trying to work out what the.
That's Jesus where you did, which is a bit of a shame because you consider yourself a lagger.
Well, I think I had a bit of internet lag.
The lag for the lag.
Yeah, take it down by my lag.
Those are some great stats, though, Brian.
Yeah.
I wonder what everyone else thinks.
Yeah, well, let's hear what the other our studio audience had to say.
Yes.
Oh nope, that's.
It sounded good.
Nope.
Aw.
That's not.
It's less of an opinion, more, but it's very direct. There's no gwimpistry going into that comment.
Chisamasana.
Ooh, Bri, fun fact.
Oh, Brian, that's a great stat.
That's a good stat, Brian.
Yeah.
All right. It sounds mostly good.
Corey, did you like it?
No.
Oh, well, maybe I'll do better again next week. All right.
Yes.
Nope. Yeah. Thanks, Jasmine. Oh, RJ. Yeah. RJ, you've been back and forth on this one, so we'll see.
Nope.
Oh, man. All right. Well, that's it for StatThat. Ben, why don't you drop us out?
Dropping it now.
A little bit of numbers, a little bit of chat. Hey, folks, that was StatThat.
Okay, well, all right, it is now time to interview last week's winner of Guess What's in My Pants. And before we talk to our winner, Mandy, we love to play you a little song of congratulations. Ben, why don't you drop that for us?
Dropping it now.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. This song is quick and congratulatory.
Congratulatory.
Well done for winning, Gwimp. We're sorry we can't get you on TV.
Well done.
Boom, 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 boom.
Well done indeed, Mandy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On your first win, and guess what's in my pants? All
it's
right, well.
My day.
So the first question I always like to ask everyone is, this is the second day of the game, and tell us a little bit about your mindset going into day two and then what you saw that made you want to guess a chicken egg basket.
Well, I decided to go for a close-up, so I had to zoom in this time. Haven't done that before. We've all done it. Okay. And I just saw something that I could put things in, and I thought, actually, my eggs needed somewhere to go. So it could have just been an egg basket.
Classic Gwimpers wants. It's something that you actually wanted then also.
Brian, do you think we could keep pepper in it?
That's a question for you two. I can't. You could put pepper in it, yes. But I don't know if that's what you would like to do.
But it's not
no
my
T's and C's with the Gwimper Prize. You get to do what you want with it. You can wear it as a hat.
You could.
As long as
that's
I haven't
right.
got X in it, that's yes. okay.
Otherwise, weirdly became
yes, you may have to assign days for when it's a hat and days when it's a basket. Get on calendar.
Yeah, Sundays.
Maybe peppercorns, buddy. That might be a good call. Pre-ground.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
no, before the grind.
Is what we have a lot of, as we discussed in Gwimp Live.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, wait, Ben. Maybe you'll just have to win next week to find your own container vessel for your peppercorns.
I would very much enjoy a win at this point, Brian. I'm on a bit of a dry spell.
It's okay. It's okay. Nearly everyone is so.
not in terms of households, though.
Well, no. This goes
that's
down
true.
As a household win.
All right.
Yeah.
That's why I told you to have it on Sunday.
Yeah. Our stats look better together than separate. Actually, yours look great.
Yeah, my first season.
Yep. There's been a lot of first season winners.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exciting. I always like when a new person wins. It provides hope for all the others that not just anyone who's been playing the game for a long time can win.
The Todd Andersons of the world.
But yeah.
Maybe we have a fresher approach.
Yeah.
We look more thoroughly. So you, your guesses could be quite extreme. Doesn't give me any inspiration at all.
Well,
there's that question then of do you feel that living in a household with a veteran of Gwimp, someone who's played for 10 seasons, helped?
Ah. No.
What about pressure? Did you feel any pressure? You know, Ben saying like you need a win.
Yeah, he said that on a daily.
we've used lockdown as something of a inspired by the Lisbano training camp. First thing in the morning, well, firstly it's Joe Wick, and then it's my pants. I don't know if Joe Wick is famous in the States, but he's running physical education.
Well, maybe this is a market, a service you could provide Ben for everybody.
Well, maybe for a price if Andy's setting up a business, just get on the tail. That.
Nice. Mandy, Ben said that you guys will have to keep your prizes separate for the time being until you. Actually, when you guys do get married, then they can all come together in one display case. Is this something you guys have talked about before?
Come on.
I make things up on the fly. But I've set display cases highlighting our individual cases, and then after we get married, they can go into the same display case.
Yes.
Okay, I let you sort that out.
Okay. I'll get my sword.
Do you guys, I mean, going off the questions Andy asked, did you guys share any analysis after day one? Because after, you know, day one, when I posted that we didn't have any winners and that there would be a day two, did you guys talk about, all right, this hasn't worked, do you hit the Gwimp practice in the morning, or do you guys talk about what you think you might do differently for day two?
Well, I think I sulked. I really thought it was a little stadium replica, and I was excited for that.
And once we're in game phase, there's no chat about it. You can practice before.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
There's no Gwimper balling going on then.
Yeah. The practice is for the days between the guessing.
Well, I mean, that's never been a rule. Is it just the, you know, fairness of the game? You just don't...
I think it's about having your head in the right space.
It's about being competitive.
So do you have different assigned rooms for guessing in?
Unofficially, but yes.
I think I did my guess on the balcony.
Yeah.
Mm.
Is that because you want to make sure that it sort of has a clear line of sight to the Gwimp Master?
No walls. That must have helped. No, I don't think that was it, Andy. Cool.
Nice. Ben or Andy, do you guys have any other questions?
I think I'm good. I think I've got kind of an interesting insight. I mean, I like this with the RJ Molly interview he had, because we've got this household dynamic and we get to see inside that a little bit, which is very cool.
Yeah, that's right.
I would like
good
to
point.
Say something. That's right.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So I told my brother, well, I told everyone, because I'm so pleased. But I told my brother, and he said that apparently I've been in training for this all my life, because I used to go and feel the Christmas presents under the Christmas tree for hours. And nowadays, when he gives me a Christmas present, I can do it by sight, and I can guess exactly what it is.
Oh.
That was good training.
Wow.
That's that is definitely true. And also the second phase of that was more useful, because obviously Brian doesn't allow any feeling
of defense.
Yes. That's why Elsa's not allowed to play the game anymore.
I like to think there could be a variation of the game where Brian actually keeps the item in his pants until it's won, and he just wanders around his house.
And anyone passing him in the street would be like, oh, bye.
Yeah, he does his grocery shopping. You know, people can just play on the fly.
Yeah, that's the real Gwimp Live. That's the real Gwimp Live. The Gwimp Live and in person. Nice. Well, thank you, Mandy, so much for coming on the Pantscast, and congratulations on your win.
Yeah, thank you, Mandy.
Congratulations on the household on your newest edition. Yeah. Woohoo!
That's the one. You're trigger happy with that, the popo one.
I do. I like the siren. Congratulations.
Woohoo! Thank you, Mandy.
Bye.
Okay, so to end the Pantscast here, just want to talk about, so we're heading into week 8 of season 11 of Gwimp here. This will be our last week of the season.
Oh, boy.
I'm still not sure what will happen to the Gwimp game after this. Maybe maybe we just reset the 15-year clock and when Take That gets back together again.
We'll see.
No, that clock's still running.
I had a feeling. We put it back behind
the, in case of emergency, break glass.
Yeah, maybe that's what I do first. I don't know. We'll see. We've had such a good turnout, and people seem excited about it. Maybe there's another way to do this. We'll see.
It's been great.
Yeah. It's been fun to do the Pantscast again and play the game again and try new things like Gwimp Live. So we'll see what we can do in the future. Maybe it's going to take 15 years to prepare for whatever's next. We don't know. We will have two more Pantscast episodes for you. We usually do 10 a season, so we'll do one more to recap week 8, and then if we're not feeling too overwhelmed, we can do one last one to recap the full season. I think our message of hope was given by Andy and then summarized by Ben and Gwimptionary, so we got that. Thank you, Ben and Andy, for all your hard work here. This week's Pantscast.
Thank you, Brian, for another great Pantscast.
Yeah, good luck in week 8.
Thank you, Brian.
Pressure's on.
Pressure's on. Week, isn't it? The Gwimp finale.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be sleepless nights, early mornings.
And lots of filling your basket with chicken eggs.
Putting it on my head. I think the trouble is, it's a bit like one of those things. There's so much adrenaline. You kind of just want to know how it goes. I want to know. I need it over so I know if I won. But then when it's over, it's done and it's finished. So I don't want it to be over. I'm in a paradox here, Brian.
Well, Andy wrote a song about how Gwimp's never over.
Gwimp is just like the soda cup at Qdoba, because you could just keep on going back for refills.
Yeah.
Because
keep your cup open.
Yeah.
Pop up. Get out.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. Ben, why don't you drop us out?
Dropping it now.
Bum, 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 bum. Nice, guys.